This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Covered in Pet Hair, a boozy show for pet lovers on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with my Valentine. I'll tell you all about him and introduce you as soon as we come back from these messages from our sponsors.
How many of you have pets? My hand's raised. Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life, and that pet is lucky to have you too. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. So we developed Bob's for Dogs and Cats to help pets in need. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear or fun, stylish apparel, or even the cutest Bob's pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love to help save shelter pets. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and raised over $7 million. So while you're getting style and comfort with features like Skechers' famous memory foam cushioning, you're also helping to save an adorable pet in need and helping another lucky owner be connected with a future best friend and companion. Because happiness is having a loving pet by your side. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with a pet parent, a military officer. He's a coffee lover and a beer drinker. He's a world traveler. He thinks he's an avid golfer. He was raised around the world and currently lives in El Paso, Texas. He shares his life with me, his beautiful wife, his two human children, Noah and Mila, and his old dog named Kira. He's joining me today to celebrate Valentine's Day. He is my husband, Chris Arada. Welcome, Chris Arada. It's so nice to have you on the show.
Thank you, Isabel. I appreciate it.
Are you excited to be here?
Yeah. Absolutely. Been watching all your shows. Longtime fan, first time caller. But yeah, I've been watching all your shows and I'm always excited to watch your shows. So to be actually on it right now, I'm kind of nervous and exciting.
All right, cool. Well, there's booze. So cheers to being on the show.
What is this?
Ooh, I'll tell you in a minute.
Holy cannoli. That's good.
All right. Well, before I go into the interview, I want to introduce our drinking game as always. Anybody participating in our drinking game today, anytime you hear this word.
The secret word is Valentine's.
Make sure you take a drink of whatever you're enjoying, but please be 21 and over in the U.S. to partake. Never drink and drive and always drink responsibly. So we are having a Valentine's Day celebration here. And what I chose was I went to Chuco Snow, which is a local place here in El Paso that makes daiquiris. And this is their best seller. It's called the Beetlejuice Chamango, which it's got like pineapple, mango, chamoy, which is this like savory sweet sauce that they put in a lot of stuff here in El Paso. And so cheers. Here's to us celebrating Valentine's Day and to all of you, happy Valentine's Day, whether you celebrate or not, because it's just a stupid holiday. Speaking of, we're celebrating Valentine's Day. Did you bring me anything?
Brought you Jello shots.
No, you didn't. You didn't bring me anything.
Are we really calling me out on the whole thing? I didn't know we were doing gifts on this.
What did you think when I said, can you be my guest for our Valentine's Day special? What did you think?
I have literally not seen a single one of your guests bring you something. They might get you something afterwards, which I 100% going to do.
I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours.
And I'll just
say things you don't understand.
In the doghouse.
Can take myself dancing.
Yeah, screwed up.
Should I hold my own hand?
Can I hold it?
Okay, and I could love me better than. This is why we have pets, guys. We can love ourselves better than
Kira, you like can. Me, right?
All right, Kira's cool. Over there cringing. She's behind us and she's like, they're singing. There's weird lights in here.
I don't understand what's going on.
They're both loud. And Kira does not like any of those things. But anyway.
She's wagging her tail right now. We're good.
She knows we're talking about her. Kira, where are you?
Kira.
I can't see you.
You coming? Come
on. Say hi. Dog Cameo!
Dog Cameo! Girl.
Spikes don't look so good on dogs.
A little scary.
The ring light doesn't look so good on dogs. Anyway, so I don't want to waste any more time giving you a hard time about not bringing me anything. We'll talk about that later, I'm sure. It might come up twice.
My love?
Huh?
My love?
No, the fact that you didn't bring me anything.
No, I just said I brought my love.
Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. Love don't pay the bills. All right, anyway, I want to start the show with a game. And it's a game we're going to play twice, actually.
Okay.
The first one, it's called Quickie. You want to have a quickie with me? You want to have you? You
Kira, that made Kira uncomfortable, but yeah.
Kira's like, ew, get a She's room. Like,
I'm going to shake this off.
Anyway, this game consists of you having 1 minute.
Okay.
To describe how we met so that those who are watching and have no idea.
Oh, that's impossible. You know that.
The reason I'm doing this timed is because the man is long-winded as they come. So, all right. So you ready to play?
I have 1 minute to describe one how minute, we
and
met.
And you're going
to
watch it on the handy-dandy clock here.
The little...
3, 2, 1, go!
Okay, so I had a neighbor. Neighbor knew her, then stopped knowing her, then knew me, invited me to the wedding. I guess he still knew you.
I was
either way. Invited me to the wedding. Invited her to the wedding. I met her at the wedding, full of confidence at first. Lost my confidence immediately after actually meeting her because I mean, gorgeous. She walks in. I'm dumbfounded. I, you know, ask my friend to actually introduce us. He finally introduces us, and I immediately lose all my confidence. I spout off like an idiot. Just talk, and eventually realize that, I screwed that up, and I try to get up and walk away, and for some odd reason, with Kira, she decided that I was an okay person to maybe meet and talk to.
Yeah, bravo!
Thank you, all right?
So it's so funny because I had met Kira, the dog that you just met, before I met him in that neighborhood where my friend and him like lived a few houses next to each other. And
in
it was
by the way.
In the DC area. Yeah. And it wasn't until he mentioned Kira that I was like even listening to this man just talk my ear off.
Ramble.
Anyway, so it's a good thing we're not dating anymore. I don't really miss dating. Do you miss dating?
God, no.
Okay, but
oh hell no.
I have a second game for us to play today, and this is called Pickup Lines, Animal Style. So I'm gonna read some pickup lines, and you're gonna tell me if they would work or not.
Okay. We already know they're going on. Yeah, go ahead. Wait, okay. You doing the pickup line? Like we're in a bar and you walk up?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Cool. Let's do it.
You're with your friend.
With my friends. Don't know you.
Military officers. I walk up just looking like I do right now.
Oh.
And I say, are you a cat? Because you're perfect.
That one actually might not work on me.
Why?
I don't know. Just roll the R with the purr.
Okay. All right. Moving on. I'm not high on catnip. I'm just intoxicated by you.
Yeah, totally. 100%.
Do you like whales? Because I was thinking that you and I could hump back at my place.
The laugh should give you a clue that that would totally work on me.
It would work?
Yeah.
Are you a dog? Because I'd like to throw you a bone.
That would not work on me. That would make me very uncomfortable. Okay.
Can I borrow your cell phone? I need to call animal control because I just saw a fox.
That would work.
You'd be so confused by that.
I would. I'd be sitting there like...
Oh, you're right. The fox outside. Okay.
Are you saying that I'm a fox?
No.
Or
you would be like, oh yeah, let me help you. Where do you see the fox?
Course, yeah.
I can go help.
You see where this is.
Same complex over here would be like, I got the fox.
Let me get the fox and help out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was not fox. If I were a cat, I'd spend all 9 lives with you.
Oh, yeah, done.
Oh.
That's adorbs.
Okay. Dog heaven must be missing an angel.
My dog?
I feel that's like a slight. That would be so confusing to me. I'd be like, I look like a dog?
So the funny thing is, it would totally work on me. But yeah.
You'd be so confused, man, but like for
confused.
Totally different reasons. Okay.
Yeah.
This one's the best one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'll sniff your butt if you sniff mine. Yeah?
Yeah, of course it would. That'd be perfect.
Your friends would be mortified. Like,
no, that would be great. No. If a cute girl like you walked up to me, all my friends are there and everything like that, and you said, I'll sniff your butt, sniff mine. We would all die laughing and you'd be in. Done.
Okay. All right, military guys.
Humor is very bad.
All right, guys. Now you know that's the best one. That's the keeper. All right. Now I'm going to give you another minute. Okay. We're going to do another quickie. And this time you're going to describe how we got engaged. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Some of it.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. So here's how we got engaged. Planned it out way far in advance. We got there and we actually got a little bit of an argument going in, but then I think you realized what was kind of going on. I knew definitely what was going on. And that night I was like super duper nervous. We decided to do it right before Valentine's Day. It was right before Valentine's Day. It was on Valentine's Day.
I didn't decide anything.
I did.
Mm.
Right. No. I can't remember if it was Valentine's Day or not.
It was Valentine's Day weekend.
And so needless to say, I'm super duper nervous. She kind of knows what's going on. So she's sitting there trying to give me time to work up courage. And she's putting on makeup. And she's kept putting on makeup, waiting for me to make the move. And she's kept putting on makeup.
Blush.
And so finally, I, you know, stopped. I'm like, okay, here we go. And I asked the question and she said, yes, thank God.
All right. I mean, you had a couple seconds left. That is like not at all the way I would have described it. He gave me all these jewelry. So it was like Friday was actually Valentine's Day. So Friday was Valentine's Day and he gave me like a bracelet. And then in the evening, he gave me like a necklace. And the next morning, he gave me like a little box. And I was like, oh my God. And I thought it was, and it was earrings. And then I was like, oh my, where's the damn ring? And then it came later. So that was, I didn't even need a minute. All right. I'm going to ask you some questions now to get to know you. And then we're going to play more games. All right.
To get to know me. Oh.
No, I mean, these are questions that I don't actually know the answers to. Like, this is not like, so this is like a, you know, an opportunity to get to know.
Let's do it.
So when did you know you were going to propose? Like, was there like a moment? Was it like an ongoing thing? Like, before you bought the ring, like, what inspired that?
Oh, boy. I think it was like our third or fourth date. And I'm just kidding.
You mean after you ghosted me?
Yeah, exactly. So that's another story. So
that's another story for another time.
I did not mean to.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
That's another story.
No, honestly, I think it was, right after Thanksgiving, you'd met the whole family. You got along with everybody like perfectly, had a great time. And that was kind of the moment that I really knew. I mean, I knew that like, I loved you and like wanted to be with you. The Pittsburgh trip. Pittsburgh trip was the nail in the coffin.
Our boozy
trip.
Trip with, to Pittsburgh.
All of our friends there and cousins. And that was the time that I really knew I loved you. And then after that, it was kind of like, all right, now I'm searching for the ring. And then I found it. You found it. We found it. And I took it and then told you somebody else got it. Remember that?
Yeah, I don't remember any of that because I remember I didn't believe it.
Well, because
I knew that
you never believed it. But
I love First Dibs. It's a website that has like antique, like beautiful stuff, furniture, jewelry, whatever. And I, my whole 30s, way before I met him, would always get their email in the morning on Saturday mornings. And I would just browse their email.
With me sitting right here.
No, this was before I even met you.
Well, but then
once we started dating, I included you in that process. But before I did that, it's how I learned about like antique furniture, like mid-century modern pieces. You can get like Cartier, like secondhand. You can get amazing things on there. Beautiful, beautiful, classic, collectible things, whether it's furniture or jewelry or whatever, art. And I saw this ring that this place like has listings for all over the world. And I fell in love with this ring. And when I looked at the location, it was in Washington, D.C. And it was just meant to be. And I said, this is my ring. I don't even know who he's going to buy it, but that ring is going to be mine. Anyway, so then you bought it. And that was that. Okay. So at any point, did you worry that I was like too much of a pet person?
No, not once.
Like you didn't think like, oh my God, one day we're going to have 9 pets in Louisiana.
Nope.
But then we had 9 pets in Louisiana.
It's not that I didn't think we were going to have 9 pets in Louisiana. I didn't mind having 9 pets in Louisiana.
Okay, so you're a crazy pet person too. Okay. What did you think was going to happen when we merged our dogs? So like when we met, he had 2 dogs. Well, he had 3, but one of them was on loan because his sister was in Korea and she left her dog Zoe, like the longest lasting dog of all of them. She left Zoe with Chris. And when I met him, he had 3 dogs, but 2 of them were his and I had 2 dogs. So when we were blending our 4 dogs, 2 and 2, what did you think? Like, were you like, oh crap, that's a lot of dogs?
No. So honestly, I really didn't think very much of it at all, except
big surprise.
Well, that was the problem is that, you know, she's the pet expert. So she's like, hey, this is a whole thing we got to do to bring these dogs together. We got to walk them together. We got to bring them slightly soon. All these watch their language and I mean, she had it like all laid down. I'm like, why don't you just let them go in a room together? Done. They'll get to know each other. Everything will be hunky-dory. I was wrong.
Yeah.
It's a lesson learned.
Yeah. One of our dogs was a resource guarder.
Mm-hmm.
She resource guarded me and Chris. And so, yeah, that was my dog, Socks. And that was never going to work.
So that was the only part that I didn't know. Okay. And so when you were like, hey, we got to do all this stuff, I was like, oh, like, this is a thing. I didn't know that.
You didn't think about it. Yeah. That's par for the course. You know what that means, right? Golf reference. Anyway, last question that I have for you.
By the way, I suck at golf, just FYI.
Yeah, no, that's why I said you think you're an avid golfer. Okay, so what is your favorite memory of us and our pets? Like before the kids came, what's your favorite memory?
Favorite memory of us and the pets probably would be Louisiana when, you know, it was just the dogs. We didn't have the cats yet. We had the four dogs. And, you know, I just remember like, you know, sitting on a couch is like when I come home, when I wasn't in the field, I'd come home and actually at a reasonable time and we'd put on the TV and watch Real Housewives of something or other. And the dogs would just literally pile on top of us. And it was just wonderful.
Yep.
I mean, it was just the best. It really was the best. All the dogs piled on top of us, snoring, content, happy dogs.
Yeah, I agree. You know what the funniest memory I have of Louisiana and the dogs is? When Socks and Kira got into it in the backyard.
And then you threw me down? I'm trying to separate, mind you.
Yeah.
So like, I'm literally sitting there like,
they're both
going at it.
Dogs.
I'm trying to separate them.
He's not doing a good job. And instinctively, I don't know what I did, but instinctively, I ran over, grabbed him by the shoulders,
grabbed me by the shoulders,
threw him on the floor, on the ground.
Like adrenaline mom strength, like threw me.
And the dogs on the floor.
Everybody stopped.
And we're like,
what just happened?
And the weirdest part about that was the grunt. Do you remember the grunt? I remember grunting when I grabbed your shoulders and I went, and I threw you on the ground. Do you remember?
The primeval, like, mom grunt.
It was crazy. But every time I think of it, I crack up because it was so random. It was an out-of-body experience. It worked. So somewhere I had an inner knowing.
Remember the dog that was coming around? We were walking all the dogs out there and around and I've got like not the pepper spray, the dog spray with a spray shield.
We were in Louisiana.
I don't know what to do. I'm kind of freaking out.
Walking the four dogs, which we never used to do really because Louisiana, there weren't a lot of sidewalks and it was kind of scary because a lot of people did not have control of their dogs. So like stray dogs, dogs that got out the yard, and a lot of dogs were not socialized. So like they weren't going to be friendly when they ran up to you with the four dogs. So we were walking the four dogs one afternoon when we both got brave enough to do it. But I said to him, like, please have the spray shield that we use
ready to go.
And he had it like in his pocket and something just told me like, no, have it in your hands. So he's holding two dogs. I'm holding two dogs
with the spray shield.
We come around like this cul-de-sac and out of nowhere, like I see from like my peripheral vision, this like little staffy, like pity mix, like coming at us, like a little short, stocky, little chunky monkey is coming at us. And what did I do? I just like screamed.
Well, so initially you're sitting there yelling because he's coming around running.
Initially
you yelled. Yeah, you're right.
All the dogs.
Every dog stopped.
Every dog stopped in their tracks.
Our dogs, you could tell that initially they were kind of like positioning themselves to stop this oncoming dog. When she went,
I growled. Like this growl and yell.
The dog just stops in his tracks.
Yeah.
Our dogs immediately go behind her.
And they like look up at
me. They're just looking up like, what is
this like 5 foot 130 pounds person and these huge dogs, four of them, and this huge man. They're
all
like,
got in line. We got in line.
And that was another one where it just like came out of nowhere and I was like,
primordial.
And I will say we learned that spray shield is amazing to have that day.
Absolutely amazing.
Because the dog wouldn't go away. So he wasn't hurt, like approaching us, but he wasn't leaving us alone either. So Chris kept like spraying the spray shield. And if you have it charged properly, you have to like shake it 20 seconds so that it like becomes a gas. And all we could see was like a cloud of citronella between us and that dog. So like you saw every time the dog would approach, you would see it like
kind of get into there,
getting the citronella in its face and like walking away. It didn't hurt him. It didn't deter him so much.
Kept on barking.
Yeah, he didn't run away in pain, which is really good. Yeah. Because we didn't want to hurt the dog. It was somebody's dog.
But he would not go past the wall.
But he definitely, it created like this barrier, which was amazing. So anyway, on that note, we need to take a break. And as soon as we come back, I'm going to play more games with Chris. And we're going to learn more about how in love you are. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I'm celebrating Valentine's Day by myself because I went and got all these drinks and fun things, and my husband brought me nothing. But I digress.
My love. I brought my love.
We are still going to celebrate Valentine's Day. You know, I'm celebrating. It's a dumb holiday. I mean, we're married, so it's like, I mean, when I was single, it was And then when we were dating, it was kind of because it's like right after the holidays. We're all just trying to save money, guys. So don't make a big deal out of Valentine's Day. Not today, not ever. But it's fun to celebrate and like play these games. If you're in a relationship, if you want to. And if you're not, get the girls over or the guys and whatever, play some fun games. Here's one you can play. You can play this with anybody. We're going to play it as couples would, but I feel like this would be a fun get to know each other game. Okay. This is called This Versus That, and it's a drinking game. And what's really fun about this game is if we get it wrong, we're going to eat some boozy gummies.
Holy cannoli. Is that fruit in it?
It's gummy candies in booze.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Okay. We probably needed like a towel or like placemats. I'm like using your old like West Point yearbook.
It's all right.
To like put everything on.
That happened.
Sorry. All right. So the game is basically we're going to figure out how well we know each other. So we're going to answer for each other. Okay. That's why you have these cute little cards. You're going to write on the pretty side.
On the pretty side.
Yes. I have to be very specific.
Yes, you do.
So I'm going to ask you the question and then you're going to tell me which one I prefer. You're going to write which one I prefer and I'm going to write which one you would prefer of these, this versus that. Okay.
Okay.
You ready to play?
Yes.
Do you understand the instructions?
Close enough.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Should I go over them again? Yes.
Take a drink. Cheers.
Cheers.
I love you.
To having to repeat my favorite thing to do.
I understand. You ask this or that. I choose one that I think you would choose.
Okay, perfect. Dog versus cat. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Interesting. Why do you think I prefer dogs over cats?
Okay, so number one, I think it's actually a really, really difficult choice to make.
Right.
Like, right off the bat. That's like, what's your one? It's your favorite child. You know, that's kind of a tough one.
Oh, that's coming.
Yeah. Oh, boy. But I don't know. I just feel like we connect with dogs more.
Well, the only reason I connect with dogs more is because I have allergies to cats. But anyway.
Was that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dog over cat.
Hard decision to make.
I adore cats. If it wasn't that I'm allergic to them, my house would be full of cats.
Yeah.
Anyway, because they're amazing.
And like, I'm on board. Love cats.
But they make me so, like, man, I can't. All right, next one. Fall versus spring. Hold on. Really?
Are you a spring person? By the way, I just want to be clear about something. Do you want to follow your own rules?
Yeah, this doesn't show.
All right. I'm shaking the thing, sorry. Okay.
All right. So, I said spring because I feel like you get really, like, lazy around the fall. And, like, spring comes right after football season, so I feel like that like gets you pumped. You like start to like.
So you like for me spring.
No, I feel like you're more peppy in the spring.
I like fall better.
Oh really?
Oh, much better because I mean it's all the seasons. It's all the, you know, especially like up in the Northeast, all the leaves are changing colors and.
Okay, we're answering for each other.
Right.
Burger versus hot dog.
Oh.
Oh wait, I got that one wrong.
Yeah,
I got that one wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got it.
Wait.
Did I get mine right? Are you a spring or fall person?
I like them both.
Wait, but you have to choose one.
Oh, Lord almighty.
Any good?
Just take a shot.
Just take a shot.
Oh, wait, I got it wrong. You can take a shot if you want to. That's delicious. That's watermelon.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Mm.
Okay.
I want to get more of them wrong. All right, anyway. Which one did you say?
Hot dog.
Or hamburger.
Hamburger.
You're right. Burger. I like them all. And I think, am I right?
If I had to choose, I would always choose hot dog. Always hot dog.
I genuinely did not know that. Okay, next one.
So this one I need to write on the other side. Okay.
Big Bang Theory or Modern Family?
Oh, geez, that is a hard one.
This is what I think you would choose.
This is what I think you would choose.
You're wrong.
You would choose Modern Family?
1,000%. I only relate to one character on the Big Bang Theory. I relate to, like, multiple. I'm a Cam. I'm a Gloria.
I'm all of them.
So which one do you like best? Am I right?
Oh, yeah. You're 100% correct.
Yeah. Okay, next one. No, there's nothing left in there.
Well, I'm going to do a gummy.
All right. Well, you got to do one of these.
How do you get these gummies out?
Ooh, that's apple.
Ooh.
No, you need to drink that.
Wonderful gummy.
You need to drink that.
Oh,
really? Shots. All right, ready?
It's like an apple teeny.
It is an apple teeny. All right. I drank a lot of those in college before I met this guy.
Yep.
Star Trek or Star Wars? I mean, you already know. If you don't know the answer to that.
Come on.
I wasn't sure about you, but you're right. 100%. Always Star Trek.
Obviously.
I love Counselor Troy and Data. All right. How about this? Is it right?
You're 100% correct.
Okay, good.
That is spot on. I love Star Wars. I love Star Trek.
All right. Anyway, Spain versus France. Yes. No? I thought that you were going to be like, I lived
in France, which is why I would choose Spain, because Spain is just so beautiful. It's incredible. The food's amazing. The wine's amazing. So is France.
And the Spanish women, I mean.
Oh.
Anyway, next one, mountain versus beach. And you're answering for the other person.
Mountain versus beach for the other person. Got it.
I don't know this one. And that's why I'm asking these, because I probably should know this about you. Ready? 1, 2, 3. That is right.
That is right.
Oh, Henry. All right. Ready? This is really important.
It's a mountain lake. Bonus.
The important stuff. Shakira versus Beyonce. They're both queens. We all know that. That is established. They're amazing. That's why they are both on this list. So for you, I'm going to say, I mean, we didn't name our dog after her for no reason.
Of course.
Shakira. Kira, we're talking about ya.
She's sleeping. Now.
Her hips don't lie.
No, well, her hips are being nicely cuddled by that posturpedic bed that she has.
Oh, yes. Yes. The big barker.
The big barker. Love that to death.
Next. These are very important. Justin Timberlake or Justin Bieber?
No. This requires clarification.
There's no clarification. Go for it. I know this one. He loves Justin Bieber. Bieberly. He loves Justin Bieber, and you're right.
I'm a believer.
He's bringing sexy back.
I love Justin Timberlake, and I'm a big fan of his. But can we tell the story? Because I actually think it's pretty funny.
Sure, you can tell whatever you want.
So we're sitting in the car. A little bit ago, song comes on. I'm kind of, it's a pretty good song. Who is it? Pulls out her little Shazam.
I don't need to Shazam. I don't even have Shazam. I say it's Justin Bieber.
She Shazams it, says, oh, it's Justin Bieber. And I'm like, crap. Like, okay, fine. Happens again. Who is this? It's a pretty good song. I like it. Who is this? It's Justin Bieber. Crap. Third time happens one more time. I'm like, who is this? I like this song, Justin Bieber. And I'm like, you know what? And she turns to me. She goes, you know what you should do? You should ask me who it is first before telling me you like it. So that was...
He loves Justin Bieber music.
He's got great music.
Okay, ready? Last one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mila or Noah? And you have to answer.
I can't. There's no way possible.
You're answering for the other person.
I know. I can't. I can't think that you would have a person.
Okay. So, am I wrong?
No.
You're not wrong either.
But like...
This is the thing. So I know this is not a favorite child.
No.
This is the child that's easiest for you to raise.
It's the one you connect most with.
No, it's the one that's easiest for you to raise, which is why you don't connect that well with Noah, because he's like a miniature version of you. And he is so...
I think that Mila's a more of a miniature version of me.
No, she's a miniature version of me. She like dances all the time and twirls in her cute outfits. I mean, like...
What, you don't know what I did as a kid.
I do, because your mom's always complaining about all the things you did. So that's the only reason I think it's so hard to parent. And I actually, that brings me to the next questions that I have for you.
Can I have these now?
Yeah, you can have whatever you want. We did pretty well there, I think. We did pretty good.
You got way more than...
Yeah, no, I mean, shout out to Chuko Snow for giving me like a little bonus. The guy was so nice. I showed up there on a Thursday at 2 p.m. and it was like... Let's get crazy.
By the way, for those listeners that are not from the Texas or borderland area, if you don't know chamoy, stuff is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
It's like salty sweet. It's made with apricots. It's savory, and like,
it's amazing. It's like spicy. So good.
You can just like rim your glass with it. It's like a sauce, but it's like very thick. And you rim your glass with it and just put like sparkling water in there. Such a treat.
Or cut up some cucumbers. Ooh. Like that's one of their like, one of the most amazing things is like melons, cucumbers, stuff like that, thrown in a glass, just dip it in. Oh,
okay. And then it has tahini in it too. So like with the cucumber, you can do the chamoy and the tahini. And then, all right. Anyway. All right. So what's harder, parenting children or pets?
Children.
Why?
All day long.
Why?
Really, the sleep thing is probably the hardest.
They don't sleep.
They do not like to sleep. And it's a pain in the butt to get them to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, puppies, even the kitty cats, right? Like, so when we fostered those four kittens initially, you know, it was like they were like 2 days old when we first got them. By the time they were like weaned, sleeping on their own through the night in the room was what, like 2 months roughly? Not even, right?
Not even.
Yeah. And then done, good to go.
So, like, kittens and puppies have that like sleepless, you have to wake up and walk up or like take them out.
They have
and,
that
like,
period.
They it's do, but it's just really shorter. Our kids don't like to sleep and they're like, they run our house. So like, I think parenting for us is harder because mm-hmm. like we let them have too many opinions. Like we're fully aware of that, but we're trying to like raise kids that like will be confident and sharing their opinions. And right now it's kicking our asses, but like whatever. I actually disagree with your answer. Do you mind if I step in and share why?
Sure.
I say if you are doing it properly, both are super hard. Because there were nights recently when Titan was at the end of his life where like the kids were sleeping and I didn't have to worry about them. The one that kept me up at night was Titan because he needed to go out and he didn't want to go potty in the house. And like I could tell that that stressed him out when it did happen. So like I was like waking up multiple times at night to let him out. I know I have friends who've had like cats and dogs who needed insulin shots or like sub-Q fluids. So if you're doing it properly, it's like stages. The puppyhood and kittenhood is tough, especially if you hand raise them like we did with neonatal kittens. The senior and geriatric years for pets are super hard. And then, you know, if you have a special needs pet, like Socks was special needs, I think she was reactive, she was scared of strangers, she was unpredictable, she couldn't really be trusted around kids or strangers. That adds a whole other layer. So like Mila is like a super easy kid, she's happy and she has a big brother, so like they entertain each other. Like Noah was a harder kid, Titan was an easy puppy, Socks was not an easy puppy. So it just depends on so many things that to me it's like if you're doing it right, there are going to be stages that are hard and kick your ass, and then there are going to be stages that like it's easier. And I think that applies to both dogs and cats and children and I don't know, maybe birds. I don't know. I mean, hamsters are just in a cage. I mean, if you could cage children, I think it'd be easier.
If you could crate train children, that really would make a difference.
They would just scream in there. It would not. It would not work.
The whole time.
It would not work. Like, we are not advocating any kind of crate training for human children.
Children.
All right. Next one. I forget now what I'm... Oh, next question. What pet or pets do you see us having in 5 years? Once we figure out if Noah, our asthmatic child, has cat allergies.
Mainly because I think that, you know, I'm coming close to retirement from the Army, which means that my dreams of the RV life are, they'll come true here soon. And so I just think that, I don't know, honestly, small dogs or cats. I think small is really the key word there.
I would love a small dog and a cat. Like, that would be the ideal for me. I feel like then we can actually travel with them. I would love a harness-trained cat, one that, like, is an adventure cat.
Mm-hmm. You can take
hiking. I would love that. I do think that in 5 years, we might actually be on a break from pets.
What was I saying? Valentine's, you can't talk about that right now.
Oh, on a break, like us?
Can't do it.
We're hanging by a thread, people. I'm just kidding. We don't know what's going to happen in a year.
5 years? I don't know.
Well, no, never. So you never
you'll
know.
Be here. I'll be in. No,
I mean, I'm going to stay here. I'll be here.
Yeah, she'll be here.
I don't know where he's going to be. No, we shouldn't joke about breaking up on our Valentine's Day special. I don't feel like that's
okay. I feel like if you could joke around about it, then that the chances of it happening are pretty low.
No, actually, I think that like if the Real Housewives has taught us anything is that when the camera's rolling, you see the real problems, and they're usually like disguised as humor. But then there's always the divorce.
But I would
wait. Then there's the vow renewal, and then the divorce.
Vow renewal. By the way, I wanted to talk to you about that.
No, we're not.
Doing no, okay.
Okay.
Hey, the fact that I know about the Real Housewives.
I know the vow renewal is always the kiss of death. Anyway. So we're going to wrap up this show with a last drinking game, and we can use either the shots or we can use our own drinks since sure. We're like nursing them. Nurse Arata, paging Nurse Arata.
I'm same level as you just because I'm a foot taller.
I know, but I had more before you came down from putting the kids to bed. Oh. All right. Quick fire. Truth or drink? You can skip the question and just drink, or you can tell the truth.
Okay.
What's the grossest thing our pets have ever done?
Oh my God. So many to choose from.
Grossest.
I
can tell you Socks once had irritable bowel syndrome on the floor in my old home in Alexandria. And there was all sorts of bodily fluids in there. And it was the most smelly, horrible thing. And that is the grossest thing. Second would be Titan eating frozen poop.
That never bothered me. It's like a poop skull.
I know. He only ate it when it was frozen. It was so weird.
No, probably the worst thing was when he was kind of bed bound, so to speak, and he had really bad diarrhea, and it rolled around. It was literally everywhere. It was
tie
everywhere.
Yeah, that was probably when we knew it was time.
Horrible.
That was when we knew it was time. Like no quality of life sitting in your own diarrhea. Nope. All right, have you ever been embarrassed by our pets?
Yes.
When
Socks would lunge at people, pretty much.
Same.
Yeah.
She would like Cujo, like everybody, like when you were like taking a walk.
Well, our old dog Scruffy, way back in the day when you used to wear your pants, cuffed up, he would like go and like pee on people's legs, and like it would be like a little moat of pee with the cuff. That was a little bit embarrassing. More for my dad and my mom than me, but
I mean, they were just too worried about you and passing gas in front of dinner guests.
It was in the other room, technically, just be clear. Technically,
that's a story for another time too. All right, what's the strangest memento you've ever kept from one of your pets?
Oh man, oh boy, I don't even know. But I mean,
I know.
Is anything strange?
I know.
Is it all?
You kept somebody's fur.
Yeah, I have Bodhi's fur.
Bodhi's fur.
Yeah, but that's not strange, is it? How's that strange?
I still have Titan's baby teeth, so I don't know.
How's that strange?
You know what would be really cool? Something that I don't have, but I wish I did, is if we could, like, you know how they make, like, rabbit feet, like, keychains or whatever? I wish we could keep the tip of our dog's tails so we could, like, just, like, touch them once they're gone. Is that weird? Is that dark? Is that...
Smidge morbid.
I mean, you know what I would give to, like, touch my dog's tails, like they're so soft, and they're just like they all are so unique. Like Socks had like a little white tip. Yeah. Titan's was a little slimmer.
I mean, it's no weirder than carrying on a random rabbit's foot.
I know, but that exactly, like, but nobody does that anymore. No. All right, what pet did you cry the most over when it passed?
Bodhi, definitely.
Of
Bodhi.
All of our pets,
of all the pets, Bodhi.
Okay, for me it was definitely Socks.
Yeah,
Socks was really hard.
Yeah.
Which pet do you miss the most of all the pets we've had, fostered or had ourselves? Which one do you miss the most?
Probably it'd be a toss up between Radar and Olivia.
Olivia was one of the cats we fostered. Yeah. She and I
got along.
Yeah, she was so cute. Which was the least favorite pet we've ever had together, whether it was fostered or our own? And you don't have to answer. You can drink.
For Belen's sake.
We fostered my sister's dog, Satchmo. He was little Bud when we got him. You loved him.
I loved
you
him.
You loved him. He's just such a different dog now.
The peeing on himself thing was just so... Every time he went outside, you had to come in and you got to get the baby wipes and clean. It should have prepared me for child rearing. No, so that makes sense.
But they're year in better than that dog.
Yeah. So you had to clean his belly every single time he went out to go to the bathroom.
All right. Last two questions. What is your dream pet?
I can't even
is there a breed? Is there a species?
Nope.
Okay.
I could not think of like.
I have one for me. Long-haired dachshund.
A long, yeah.
A little goat-looking thing. Yep. They look like little goats. They're so cute. But I would never buy a dog. I would rescue them. So they're hard to like come by. Last question.
Yeah.
Last question. Then we're going to wrap it up. By popular demand, I need to ask you this question. Do you like being called daddy?
I saw that comment. Yeah, it's kind of cool, actually. I don't mind it. I think it's funny. Here's why.
Like when your children sexy time.
Yeah.
I'm never calling
not
you daddy.
Not like that. Like, I feel like when someone says that, it's like them saying, like, you're attractive.
I'll call you Zaddy when you get gray, when you, like, let things... You look like a Zaddy.
Grandpa.
No, Zaddy is like a sexy older daddy.
Already gray. I just shave it all off. So.
You know, that's when you let it grow out, you look like a Zaddy. Zaddy is like daddy, but for an older, distinguished gentleman.
Like a Gen Z daddy?
No, just like an older, like a gray fox.
I'll take that. That's fine.
How about Poppy?
That's the one that I think is a little weird.
That was another question.
So I was actually dropping off the kids today at school, and the teacher... As Mila was getting out, the teacher turns around and goes, I was like, bye, Mila. I love you. Have a good day. And she goes, say goodbye to your poppy, your papa. Like that. I was like, that was a little weird.
For most Latin women, we call our dads papi. Yeah. So like, I've never understood that. Like in English, I get it that it's like daddy and like some kids call their dads daddy. I've never called my dad daddy. So any person that I've ever referred to as daddy, which I've never done, would be in like a sexy way. But like Bobby is the way I refer to my dad. So like I would never use that outside of that context. And I can't imagine an American Anglo woman being like daddy to somebody who is not their actual father. But that's just where I stand on that whole thing. Poppy. All right. Well, that's it. This has been very fun for me.
This has been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it.
All right. So are you going to toast with me?
Yeah.
All right. I want to propose a toast to you for showing up empty-handed to our Valentine's Day special. Cheers. I also want to propose a toast to Mark Winter, our executive producer. Thank you, Mark, for letting me have too much fun and too much boost sometimes when I am recording. And I want to thank all of my audience, all five of you who tuned in today and watched this entire episode about nothing and about pets and about us. So thank you for joining us. Please rate this podcast. Please give a like and a subscribe on YouTube. Please keep tuning in. I promise next week will be better. I'll have a better guest who shows up with more oomph and maybe like a gift, maybe sends me a book signed. I just want to propose a toast to everybody who loves pets, to our boozy pet lovers out there. Here's to a life covered in pet hair, because there's no better way to live. Cheers! Cheers, Tira. To learn more about Covered in Pet Hair, please visit coveredinpethair.com or petliferadio.com. Thanks for watching, and I will see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on petliferadio.com.